I thought the players' participation in that was outstanding. They kept going right until the final whistle, which 1-0 down back to 1-1, 2-1 down back to 2-2. He showed a lot of character, so I was delighted with that. But if you score two goals away from home, you should be getting something from the game. And the learning curve, we've got to learn very quickly, because there was a lot of good stuff. It wasn't an easy game. We had a lot to deal with, but we dealt with it. And things we've been working on, a lot of them came off, but there's one or two that we've got to continue to work on and improve on to make better. But the commitment and their energy, I can't fault the players at all.
How confident are you that your defence, your team are strong enough to withstand the pressure you're going to get in these next nine games?
Well, it's mental toughness. That's what it is, individually and collectively. The situation stares everybody in the face, and it's how you deal with it. You can either go and fight it, or you can buckle. And I would like to think, having worked with the players for a week, having now been manager for one game, that there's enough in there to get the points required.
Is it major things or little things? I mean, me and Chris were talking about a couple of cases where your big man is getting the crosses in to the little man, and you really want it the other way around.
Well, that's part and parcel of the play. That can happen. Ideally, you want your big man in the box, but sometimes because of the way the game is, he might chase out and finishes up putting the ball in. So that's football. But we've got to get ready now for Tuesday night, straight away. There's no sympathy in the game, we know that. Wimbledon's gone, we've lost the game. We're now focused on Rochdale on Tuesday night at home in front of our supporters, and look to go and win that game.
You've hinted at it already, Nigel, but what about the spirit of the team? You have come back from behind twice when all said and done.
No, the spirit's very good. They're very good. They're together. Team spirit is excellent. I'm very pleased with that. It's just some of the mistakes cost goals, and it's some of those little mistakes that we've just got to tidy up on.
Team selection, what have you had to go on? Have you looked at videos over time? A bit. I mean, obviously people like Patrick McLaughlin you know a bit about already.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've worked very closely and heavily on Steve Torpy this week, and Steve's been very, very good in helping with the situation. So that's what he's there for. He's been a part of the club, he knows the players inside out, and I've picked his brains. I've seen things in training myself, I've watched today. So I've got a good picture of where we're at. And obviously we get limited time to make sure that we do the right thing about it. And if there's players available that are better to come in and loan, we'll look at it. But at this time of year, there's a lot of clubs not looking to do business. They let out the younger players, but the situation might not be for younger players.